One ball, two strikes the count. 12 on the pitch clock. Lutz set and fires home. Breaking ball got him swinging. McElpatrick down on strikes. It is the second out here in this inning. Raptor fans, we're in the midst of our 5-game and 4-day homestand. We get two more with Lakeshore tonight or tomorrow night and the night after on Saturday. If you're looking to book your stay, little Wisconsin Rapids from out of town to watch the team play this summer, there's no better place to do so than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking at Tracer Lopez, got the game off in the opener. Trotter Boston was the shortstop for Wisconsin Rapids earlier today. 1-0 pitch misses high. Off the bench today for Wisconsin Rapids, two of the three catchers, Duggar and Matthew, not in the card. No Trotter Boston, no Landon Gaz. McIntosh and Onati available. I should say Onati starting. McIntosh available off the bench, and then Buchanan as well. The 2-0 misses. Now three balls and no strikes here on Tracer Lopez. Lopez playing in his 19th game with the team, went 2-for-4 with a run scored last night against the Rockers. 3-0 pitch, a fastball in there for a called strike. Lutz going to battle this count here. The 3-1 swung on and missed, count now full. Runner will be taking off here on the 3-2, two-out delivery. Teal goes, this one misses up and away. Six-pitch walk drawn by Tracer Lopez. Two on, two down here in the second for Gabe Casso. Gabe Casso, second at-bat as a Raptor coming here, went 0-for-1 with a ground out at Wausau. Back on Sunday. Right-handed hitting catcher comes to us from Northampton Community College. California, New Jersey native. Two homers this past spring with 31 runs driven in as he fouls back the first delivery from Lutz. Played in the 2023 Summer League in the Hamptons Collegiate Summer League. 22 games played in, 83 plate appearances, 56 ABs with the Sag Harbor Whalers. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Casso laid on that fastball. It is 0-2. The count. Teal on second. Lopez on first. A lot of speed on the bases here for the nine-hole hitter in Kirk Schreider's lineup tonight, Gabe Casso. The 0-2. This breaking ball fouled back in and out of the glove of Solis Jr. Count remains 0-2 on Coast on Casso. No runs on two hits for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs on one hit for Wausau. Very different start compared to what we saw a game ago earlier this afternoon. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball got him looking. Casso down on strikes to retire the side. The Raptors get two on but leave them there. Nothing-nothing the score through two innings of play. Right here at Winter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Nothing to score as we enter the top of the third inning here at Witter Field. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Kenji Pilaris back on the rubber, the right-hander in his second start with the club here at Witter Field, facing Jonas St. Antoine to begin the frame. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss by the Woodchuck left fielder to even the count. St. Antoine sent one over and out when the two teams played here on Monday. It was his second of the season. Got the scoring started in that top of the second inning. The 1-1 home. This one missing up and away. Count now 2-2. No runs on a hit and no errors for Wausau. No runs on 2 hits. And 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Pilaris down to the count, 2-1. Let's see if he goes back to the fastball here. Kenji rocks and fires. This one missing inside, nearly hitting the left-handed St. Juan. Count 3-1. See the left-handed hitting center fielder Brady Drugella in the on-deck circle. Jake Berkland will follow him up. The 3-1. This one broken, bat dribbler, slow roller, right side. McElpatrick charging in, gloves quickly out of his hand to get it to first in time for the first out of the inning. Raptor fans, this summer the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. First pitch to Brady Drugella. This is up and away for ball one. The 8-9 spots in the Wausau order tonight, both from Minnesota State Mankato. His collegiate teammate Jake Berkland, the third baseman, is on deck. 1-0 pitch. That one catches the outer third and a called strike from Pilaris. Down even 1-1. The lone hit tonight for Wausau so far, an infield single to the leadoff batter Vance Sheehan. 2 hits for Wisconsin Rapids, a base hit from Degatti on the first, and an infield base knock with one out from Teal an inning ago. Pilaris goes 1-1 breaking ball, and it plops right over the heart of the plate for a called strike, count now 1-2. Raptors, when we get to the home half of the third, will bring their top of the order to the table. Mason Onati, Jorge Degatti, and Chris Arroyo. 1-2. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Pilaris, 2-up, 2-down here in the third. Kenji now retiring the last 6 batters he's faced. Jake Berkland, a web gem of a play in the bottom of the ninth to make the second out in game one. Berkland reached once on an error in the fifth inning that the 9-run top of the fifth that Wausau used to propel themselves to a victory here, their 32nd of the season. The first pitch to Berkland from Pilaris is on the corner for a called strike. Second half records entering this game. Wausau at 6-1. They're tied atop of the Great Lakes West in second half standings with the 7-2 Madison Mallards. Raptors now 5-4 and 2 back of the leader after dropping that contest. The 0-1 misses outside and downstairs to make it 1-1. Overall in the season, now Wausau 32 wins, 9 losses. They're 2 up on the overall second place, 31-12, Madison Mallards. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed by Berkland. Count now 1-2. Wisconsin Rapids entering tonight, third place overall in the season, 20 wins, 22 losses, 12.5 back of Wausau. Lakeshore at 19-24, Fond du Lac at 16-26, and Green Bay at 15-29. The 1-2. Breaking ball, missing down in the dirt in the left-handed batter's box. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. On deck, the top of the order for Wausau with Vance Sheehan. Here comes the 2-2. This one fouled back down the first base side by Berkland. Look at Woodchucks off the bench here in this game. Logan Kresge caught game one, not in the lineup here for game two. The other three listed catchers are in, though. Hayden Christensen, Bryce Hubbard, and Max Solis Jr. No Colin Brigham, no Sam Fisher, no Isaac Webb on the listed infielders. 2-2 breaking ball, got him swinging. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 innings for Kenji Polaris. 3 scoreless here at Witter Field. We enter the home half, top of the order, do it for Wisconsin Rapids against Travis Lutz on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life.
Attention Badger fans, the countdown to kickoff is on. Get ready for Wisconsin football this fall as single game tickets are now available with select games starting at just $35. Don't miss out on big Badger matchups including Oregon and Penn State, all on the home turf. Secure your seats today and experience the excitement and energy of Badger football at Camp Randall Stadium this season. For more information on single game tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com. That's uwbadgers.com.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells. Let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here, bottom of the third inning from Witter Field. Nothing the score. Mason Onati to lead off this inning and a swing and a miss on the first pitch fired in from Travis Lutz. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio, back here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. Either way, you're listening to us right here on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Locally grown radio. The 0-1 to Onati. This one missing low and away. Count now a ball and a strike. Onati a ground out to short and Vance Sheehan back in the bottom of the first inning. Kenji Polaris, 3 scoreless frames, 36 pitches thrown, allowing just 1 hit, punching out 4 and not walking a woodchuck hitter one time through the order. 1-1 to Onati, misses downstairs for ball 2. Onati also led off and played second in the opener today, went 0 for 5. Not reach base against Woodchuck pitching earlier this afternoon. The 2-1 deliver. This one shot in the air left field. St. Antoine to his left will make the catch for the first out of the inning. Jorge Degatti, a base knock back in the first frame. He's now got 3 hits between the 2 games so far today. Righty on righty battle. No runs on a hit and no errors for Wausau. No runs on two hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to Degatti. Sharply chopped on the ground over to third, backing up Jake Berkland. Comfortably gloves and throws to first in time. Two up, two down for Lutz here in the third inning. This game just about 40 minutes old, and we're near the end of the third inning. Chris Arroyo, a hard hit lineout. First pitch swinging against Lutz back in the first inning to Jonas St. Antoine in left field. For the second time in three home games, Chris, Chris is my yard card selection here tonight. For those who haven't been tuning in, I'm the only one here amongst the press box pals, the six people making the selections in the Winterfield press box, do not have correctly picked a home run hitter this year. First pitch swinging Arroyo right through that fastball. It's 0-1. As you look at everyone, Abby Looks got four correct picks. Griffin Furcus with three. Dawson Wolf with four. Colin Kapoor with three. And Joe with four. Oh, Griffin's telling me he's got four. I don't know. Who else did you get? You had Schaefer? Oh, Schaefer with times two. That's not on here. We need to do a better job keeping that one intact. Actually, Griffin, you should technically have five as the 1-1 is swung on and missed. Got him down for three here, and then Schaefer times Dose. Actually, no, he only had one home run in that game. Griffin's over my shoulder right now. You are not right. Schaefer homered once against Wausau. Look at this. We got cheating up here in the yard card game in the press box trying to get extra points as the 1-2 to Arroyo is swung on and missed to retire the side. We go six up, six down here in the third frame. We'll be back in a couple minutes, a third of the way home. Nothing, nothing, the score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with nine top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It is the top of the fourth inning. We got some scoreless baseball here at historic Winter Field. Kenji Pilaris and Travis Lutz in a bit of a pitcher's duel here in Wisconsin Rapids for game two of our twin bill tonight. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio, returning to you on WFHR. No runs on a hit and no errors for Wausau. No runs on two hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The lone Wausau hitter to collect a knock off Kenji the first time around is stepping into the box right now. That's the right-handed hitting shortstop, Vance Sheehan. Sheehan an infield single in the first inning, but Kenji still faced the minimum in that frame, getting a fielder's choice off the bat of the man in the on-deck circle, Eddie Inespedal, and turning an inning-ending 3-6-1 double play off the three-hole hitter, Bryce Hubbard. Six up, six down in the third, though. 1-2-3 frames from Kenji Pilaris and Travis Lutz. Kenji Dunn lacing up his cleat behind the hill and comes set out of the windup for the first pitch to the Woodchuck shortstop. This one shot in the air, center field, first pitch and tagged. Back at the wall, Teal is going to one-hop the fence. Sheehan on his high horse around first base. He'll get into second standing. It's a leadoff double for Vance Sheehan. He's got both Wausau hits here tonight. Eddie and Espinal, the switch hitting second baseman, will climb in with a runner in scoring position. As mentioned, Espinal, fielder's choice, hit into back in the first inning. First pitch from Pilaris. Trying to catch the outer black on that breaking ball, it misses. Count begins 1-0. Kenji set, first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires the 1-0 home. This one a fastball perfectly placed for a called strike. As you look down, the Rafters have a right-hander up and moving in their bullpen right now, coming in relief of Kenji later on. The 1-1. That went in there, just missing 2-1. Should say that's a southpaw, that's Mac Mabry. The Carlsbad, New Mexico native and San Jacinto Community College product. Kenji, really his first time in trouble here, just allowed his second hit of the ballgame, that being Vance Sheehan out on second base. 2-1 will have to wait. A pickoff move lightly tossed over to second. Tracer Lopez covering the bag on Vance Sheehan. The 2-1 delivery home here from Kenji. This one, check swing dribbler, foul down the third baseline right by Gannon Ruckman, the third base coach of the Woodchucks. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch from Pilaris to Espinal. That one on the outside corner just misses, though. A well-placed fastball. Jordan Alfonso didn't think so. Count now full on Espinal. These two teams get four more matchups with each other here on the season. Unless Wisconsin Rapids can win this second half. At least in the regular season, they'll see each other four more times all here in July. 3-2 pitch missing low and away for ball four. Sixth pitch walk drawn by Espinal. Two aboard with nobody down here in the fourth. It'll be Bryce Hubbard. A chance to do some damage. He hit his fifth home run of the season here against the Rafters Monday night. Kenji set the first pitch to him. Swinging away, shooting this down the third baseline. That's a fair ball into left field. Sheehan's going to come in to score. Espinal going first to third and trotting into second standing is Bryce Hubbard. Not wasting any time there and swinging away is Hubbard. It's an RBI double and Wausau strikes first tonight. 1-0 top of the fourth. How about that? Mo Hill making his return to Witter Field tomorrow night. A legend here in the Rapids area. Be awesome to see him back and at Witter Field, a place where, and in a town where he played ball from the 1971 season to the 1978 season. In the Minnesota Twins organization at the A-ball level, a legend. The first pitch misses low to Max Hillies Jr. for ball one. Just look at some of the numbers that he'll put up. 20 home runs in the 1972 season. Here in Rapids, that was his first full campaign here. The 1-0 pitch to Solis misses high. Solis Jr., a strikeout victim against Pilaris to begin the second inning. Then you fast forward a couple seasons. He had 41 home runs in 1977. And the three seasons prior to that had 30-plus. 32 and 74, 31 and 75, and 30 and 76. The 2-0 delivery to Solis catches the outside corner for a called strike. Still nobody out. Runners on second and third. As Polaris peers in and comes set. 2-1. Breaking ball hit in the air right field. Chris Arroyo makes the catch, tagging from third as Espinal. He'll slide in safely. It is a sacrifice fly off the bat of Max Solis Jr. Our score now 2-0. Staying put at second on the sack fly is Bryce Hubbard. That's the first out of the inning. We'll look at other Mo Hill numbers. Had three seasons of 100-plus RBIs here in Rapids. 113 back in 1974, 103 in 1976, and 112 in 1977. You're just looking at all the modern-day stats incorporated into Hill's tenure in the 70s here in Rapids. The first pitch to Hayden Christensen missed it high. Christensen 0-for-1 in the ballgame. A flyout to Aiden Teal in center field a couple of innings ago. Part of a 1-2-3. Top of the second for Kenji Polaris. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, missing away for ball two. Highest season with an average for Hill. He's a .339 hitter in 1974. Had two seasons where he had an over 1,000 OPS. The 2-0 pitch, missing outside for ball three. When you compare these numbers and what he was able to do, and you look at all the games he played in, most games played in a season when he was here in the Midwest League for Wisconsin Rapids, the Wisconsin Rapids Twins, that was 137 games back in 1977 as a 3-0 pitch from Polaris in there for a called strike. Now, Casa will head out to the mound along with Tracer Lopez to chat it up with Kenji Polaris prior to the 3-1 pitch. Here on Hayden Christensen. Leading off second is Bryce Hubbard. He got the scoring started here tonight. And RBI double bringing in Vance Sheehan, who singled to lead off the inning. Two runs on three hits for Wausau. They had no runs on one hit. Kenji Polaris facing the minimum three innings through in this one. But it's been the top of the order to get him the second time around. The 3-1. That one misses up and in for ball four. Five-pitch walk drawn by Christensen. Two on, one down here in the top of the fourth inning. Just as we were talking about, a quick game and the both starting pitchers getting after it quickly, we've stalled out a bit here in the top of the fourth. Luke Pemberton went down swinging against Kenji to end that second inning, and is swinging away at the first pitch here. This one shot in the air foul down the first baseline right near the Applebee's Kids Zone, the Bouncy House. Shout out all the Rugrats running around here tonight at Winterfield. We had a lot of kids in attendance earlier today in our day game against the Woodchucks. Unfortunately, not going the Raptors' way, but still a lot of fun to be had by all here at Winterfield this afternoon. Polaris set ahead in the count, 0-1 the next pitch. Breaking ball, chasing at that one is Pemberton, count now nothing and two. Cashel Duggar making the jog down the third baseline. Someone's got to do the bullpen catching here between him and Matthew, and with Jack catching game one, Cashel getting both games off. He'll resume some duties, getting used to receiving some live pitching, like he hasn't done that enough the last three games. The 0-2 left to wait, a lollipop toss from Polaris over to second base. Owen McElfatrick receiving that pickoff attempt to give Bryce Hubbard a quick look. Kenji looking to generate a ground ball here to potentially have a second double play in his start, the 0-2. That one just missing the outside corner. Count now a ball and two strikes. Look Looking across the Northwoods League, had mentioned earlier some of the other doubleheaders going on. We got some action once again, capping it off. First of all, though, a final from earlier that finished out before after our game went off the air. How about the Rochester Honkers? As the 1-2 breaking ball missing inside. Rochester went 12-24 in their first half. 8 games into the second half, they've won 7 of them. They're 7-1, beating the 1-6 La Crosse Loggers today 12-7 at Mayo Field. How about a high-scoring affair in Battle Creek at MCCU Field? Kalamazoo leading the Battle Creek Battle Jacks 14-2 in the bottom of the 5th inning. 2-2 pitch, missing low and away. Full count now drawn by the right-handed hitting Pemberton. 3-2, one out. Runner should stay put here on the payoff pitch. Some Northwoods League softball at ISG Field in Mankato, Minnesota, the site of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. The Madison Nightmares at 12-9, leading the 16-3 Mankato Habaneros 5-2. The 3-2. This is low and away for ball 4. 6-pitch walk drawn by Pemberton. The bags are juiced and full of woodchucks here with one down in the 4th. Top 6. Why not Honeybees? More some softball action on ESPN Plus, leading the 6-11 lacrosse team 3-2. Shutout so far at Turtle Creek Stadium in Traverse City. The Pit Spitters leading the 6-4 Royal Oak Leprechauns 6-0 at home. Jonas St. Antoine a ground out in the previous inning. First pitch to him misses low and inside. St. Antoine from the left side playing left field today. Played third base in his start here at Witterfield Monday night, in which he clubbed out his second home run of the season. Infield in regular depth for the Rafters, prioritizing a double play ball, anything close. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. St. Antoine chasing that low and inside delivery count evens at a ball and a strike. Dragella on deck, Berkland to follow. Bottom third of the Rafter, I should say the woodchuck order, for the second time in this game and in as many innings. Now we're going to get a hit clock violation called on Jonas St. Antoine, not getting into the box early enough. Count now 1-2. The 1-2. Check swing. Did he go up on that fastball on the appeal? Yes, he did. Says the crew chief, Anthony Atkinson. Down on strikes is Jonas St. Antoine for the second out of this inning. Polaris now one out away from getting out of a huge jam. The righty on lefty battle. Dragella stepping in. First pitch. Breaking ball in the outer third in there for a called strike. Dragella, a strikeout victim an inning ago against Polaris. Already 2 put up by Wausau here in the top of the 4th, but having the bases loaded in 1 out, this would still be a huge get out here for Kenji. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back heaters. Back-to-back strikes from the right-hander. He's ahead nothing in 2. Out on first is Pemberton, Christensen on second, Hubbard on third. Big payoff 0-2 pitch coming here from the Rafter right-hander. Kenji set, 2 on the pitch clock, here it comes. Breaking ball, hit on the ground left side. Lopez will glove, he'll throw to second. McElfatrick, like a wide receiver, there on the bag in time to retire the side. First 2 runs of this ball game come here in the top of the 4th. But getting out of bases loaded jam to prevent any further damage is Kenji Polaris. We head to the home half of the inning, 4-5-6. Max McGuire, Grayson Schaefer, Aiden Teal do up when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping
end child. Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats, family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
First pitch to Max McGuire here in this bottom of the fourth inning. A breaking ball that missed high for ball one. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Count now 1-1. Andy Ockham back here with you on Raptors Radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Travis Lutz, three scoreless innings, allowing two hits here tonight at Winter Field. His night is done after walking one and striking out four on 45 pitches. New right-hander into the game is Jet Slepik. He gets McGuire to swing right through that 1-1 delivery, and it's now 1-2. Slepik from the University of Central Florida, a native of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, working in his sixth game of the summer. Last through four innings, back on July 5th at home in a 10-3 win against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. 1-2 pitch misses upstairs, count evens, two balls and two strikes. Slepik, an 0-0 record this year, but does have a save in 7 2/3 innings pitched. The four innings he threw against Fondy last week were the most he's thrown in an outing this year, allowing two hits, no runs, walking two and punching out two of the 15 Dock Spider batters he faced. The 2-2, breaking ball hit in the air right center field. That's going to get down and split the outfielders for a base knock and roll all the way to the wall. Georgella misplays it in right center field near the fence, but McGuire will stay put at second base with a leadoff double. McGuire continues to slug away here at Winter Field, and it's time for Grayson Schaefer to step into the right-handed batter's box. Schaefer a ground out to short to lead off the second inning. That one crushed from McGuire. We just got the message in our group chat from the great Alex Sizemore, not only the field guy here at Winter Field, our official score as well. 99 on that exit velo from Max. First pitch to Schaefer from Jet Slepik, a breaking ball missing low. Kenji Polaris, four innings of work here tonight. You have to imagine his day coming to a close with Mac Mabry warming up in the left field bullpen for at least an inning or so now. Second start with the club this season for Kenji, both here at Witter. 1-0, swung on and missed. Schaefer right through that fastball to make it a 1-1 count. After baseball, continuing to forge on here on WFHR this summer. This marathon of a season is really starting to whittle down here. The 1-1 misses up and into Schaefer, count now two balls and a strike. We're a week and a half out from the All-Star break, and post-All-Star break, if my math is correct, once again, not a good math guy. It's just never been my thing. I want to say we got less than 20 games left coming out of that All-Star break. See, 2-1. Fouled back to the screen by Schaefer. It's now 2-2. And with the exception of the Michigan series to come next week, the home-and-home with lacrosse, and then the four matchups in August where we get Minnesota for two and Kalamazoo for two, it's a lot of Great Lakes West action here in the 27 games we have left. think I can do the correct math on that one. A little bit harder, but my calculations say 10 games left out of the Great Lakes West. The other 18 are in the division. The 2-2 misses up and away. Another full count drawn by Schaefer here today. The 3-2 pitch coming here. On the outside corner, got him looking. Schaefer down on strikes. That is the first out here in this fourth inning. Aiden Teal from the left side, an infield single back in the second inning. Continuing to find his way on base anyway. Runner in scoring position with one away, the first pitch to Teal. Breaking ball on the outside corner, called a strike out of the hand of Slepik. Here comes the 0-1. Another off-speed delivery from Slepik and another called strike, quickly nothing at 2. 0-2 the count on Teal with Owen McElfatrick on deck. As the 0-2 pitch, off-speed, swing and a miss. That gets through the wickets of the catcher, Solis Jr. to the screen. The throw all the way down to first on the drop. Third is in time. McGuire goes to third on the drop third strike. Back-to-back punch-outs here for Slepik, and there's two away in the home half of the fourth inning. It'll be up to Owen McElfatrick. If the Raptors want to push across their first run of the ball game here. McElfatrick went down swinging against Travis Lutz back in the second inning. Leading off third is McGuire. He began the frame with a double. The first pitch on the outside corner to the right-handed hitting McElfatrick is called a strike. 7-8-9 spots of the Rafter order in charge of finding a way to bring McGuire home, a.k.a. actually I should say McElfatrick, more than the other two. The 0-1 misses up and away. But still, if McElfatrick draws a walk or hit by a pitch or whatnot, could be up to Tracer Lopez and company. Slepik comes set. The 1-1. Fouled back by, McElfatrick on that fastball. Count now 1-2. Ball and two strikes the count here on the Raptor second baseman. Did not play in the day game today. Last time he played in a doubleheader against Wausau, clubbed out a grand slam in the day cap 3 weeks ago today at Athletic Park. The 1-2. This is up and in on a fastball. That one gets away from the catcher, Solis Jr., but not far enough for McGuire to try and take the extra 90 home. Two balls, two strikes, a number two with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Each team with three hits, two runs in the top half of this inning for Wausau. The Raptors looking to respond. The payoff pitch home from Slepik. This one hit on the ground the other way sharply. Espinal down to a knee at second to glove, and he'll throw to first in time to retire the side. Raptors get a leadoff double for Max McGuire, but can't cash it in. Through four innings of play here at Witter Field, 2-0 Woodchucks here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Mac Mabry enters the ballgame, new pitcher for Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the fifth inning from historic Winter Field. 2-0 Woodchucks. Andy Yacum back with you here on Raptors Radio 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. First pitch to Jake Berkland, 9-1-2, spots two up in the frame for Wausau. That misses for ball one. Mabry, working in his fifth ball game of the summer, brings a 1-0 record and 4 1/3 innings pitched to the table. Last tossed an inning at home against Green Bay in the 13-10 win a week ago Friday. The 1-0 pitch misses outside for ball two. Mabry in that game allowed one hit, two runs, one of which was earned. He walked one and struck out three, facing seven hitters. Jake Berkland 0-for-1 in the ballgame. He struck out swinging back in the third against Kenji Pilares, whose line is done here today. 2-0 fastball missing on the outer edge for ball three. Pilares, the right-hander, working in his third outing with the team, his second here at Winter Field. Both outings in Wisconsin Rapids have been starts for the right-hander from San Gabriel, California. Pilares, four innings of work, 66 pitches thrown, three hits, two runs, both earned, walked three and struck out five. The 3-0. That one misses high for ball four. Four-pitch walk drawn from Berkland to lead off this fifth inning. Top of the order for the third time around. Vance Sheehan's had himself a good game. 2-for-2. Is the right-handed hitting shortstop. Infield single in the first, doubled and scored back in the fourth. First pitch in the lefty on righty battle catches the outer third for a called strike. McGuire holding on the runner at first. Two runs on three hits and no errors for Wausau. No runs on three hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1. At one, another fastball on the outer third and another called strike. Quickly 0-2 here on Sheehan. When we get to the home half of the fifth inning, 8-9-1 to the table for Wisconsin Rapids. Lopez, Casso, and Mason Onati. The 0-2. This is well outside. Count now a ball and two strikes on Sheehan. We'll have a home-and-home series with Wausau next week, next Thursday and Friday. The 18th will be here at Winter Field, that immediately following the four-game road trip in Michigan. Next Friday night will be at Athletic Park. The 1-2. And on the hands, tapped foul straight back by Sheehan. Count remains. And then it flows out the second half schedule against Wausau. We will be the 30th and 31st of July. That Tuesday, the 30th, at Wausau. The 31st, that Wednesday, here at Winter Field. I'll be sure to give a shout-out to her on that day as well, but the 31st happens to be my wonderful mother's birthday. I've not called a game on her birthday before. I've played baseball on her birthday, her having a summer birthday, but I've never broadcasted a game, so I'll make sure to make that broadcast special as well. 1-2 once again, fouled back by Sheehan. Count stays put here on the right-handed hitting shortstop from Lake Worth, Florida. Still plenty more meetings with Wausau to come here in this half. You've seen it already 10 times this season. They've played Madison. 1-2 pitch, swatted in the air, foul down the right field line. That'll end up beyond the Woodchuck bullpen. Another 1-2 here. Berglund, seeing if he's dancing off first. This one misses up and away. Raptors threatened in the previous inning. They left Max McGuire's leadoff double out on third base. In the Monday game against Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids left 18 on the bases. The 2-2 fouled back by Sheehan. They left at least two on base in every inning except the ninth when they went down 1-2-3 against Jorge Decardenas. So far in this game, they have left a total of four on. One in the first, two in the second, and one in the previous inning. Wausau's left two on the bases, both of those coming in the fourth. The 2-2 home from Mabry. Breaking ball, another one rolled foul. A lengthy battle here between Sheehan and Mabry with nobody out in the top of the fifth. Still in search of his first Northwoods League home run is Sheehan, but as mentioned, had quite the day in his debut, not only with the club, but in the league on Sunday. Was out of the ninth spot in the shortstop. Three for his first three. Drove in three runs as well. The next 2-2, that one misses inside and hits him. Back-to-back put on here in the fifth. The lengthy battle goes to Sheehan after getting plunked there by Mabry. As we look back beyond Maddox, Thornton, and Brandon Scott in the opener, Evan Palmer, two innings of one earned run ball, and then you saw Kyler McIntosh allow a run on just one hit in three innings. The two-way player for the Raptors not in the lineup here in game two. Has seen time at short and third this season, but ate up some very important innings with the Raptors trailing by a handful of runs, not only to savor here in this doubleheader, but we're back to our normal schedule starting tomorrow. It's once again back to a singular game every day like usual up until the All-Star break on Monday the 22nd. Eddie and Espinal into the right-handed batter's box for the first time tonight, the switch-hitting second baseman. Not squaring around and showing bunt on the first pitch, Mabry just missing the outside corner. Keeping an eye on the corner infield spots, Max McGuire at first, Mason Onati at third. Onati well behind the third base bag. McGuire playing in front of the runner, Sheehan at first. Mabry peers in. Casso throwing down the signs, comes set the 1-0. This one misses downstairs off the glove of Casso. Two balls, no strikes, the count now on Espinal. Raptors seeing some deja vu from the opener. They went from a righty who gave up a couple of runs in four innings to a lefty to start the fifth, who struggled to find the zone. We saw it with Brandon Scott in game one, and we're seeing it right now with Mac Mabry. All the lefty needs is to generate a ground ball. That would change the world right now in this fifth inning. The 2-0 will have to wait a pickoff move to check in on second. That throw squeaks under the glove of McElfatrick, but not far enough into shallow center. That would allow Berglund to take off to third base. So look at other arms in the Raptor bullpen that could go today. Kyle Bender, Juan Berrios, Matt Hurd. Bryson Moore, one of the starters, most likely unavailable. Evan Palmer threw two innings earlier. Nick Paulson piggybacks with Moore, so he won't throw today. Say Nick Perry, Michael Perrello, Cannon Restine, all options. Brandon Scott threw earlier today. Jacob Smoot threw against these Woodchucks earlier in the home-and-home series this past week. 2-0 pitch, hit on the ground up the middle, pass to diving Tracer Lopez into center field for a base hit. Berglund stops at third base. They're going station to station here in the fifth. The bases are full of Woodchucks with nobody out here in the fifth. Bryce Hubbard, a lefty-on-lefty battle, a chance for the DH to give a healthy lead for Wausau midway through this contest. Hubbard, one for two, an RBI double to get the scoring started an inning ago. Hit to a 3-6-1 double play back in the first. Corners are in, middle's back in double play depth. The Raptors deciding to give up the run if one is hit on the ground up the middle. Nice looking front door breaking ball for Mabry to start this battle. It's called a strike. A on the count. Avery set, middle of the rubber. Here it comes. Another off-speed and another perfectly placed delivery from the southpaw. It's in there for a called strike, and it's nothing in two. You're seeing some of the Raptor faithful out in the grandstands hooting and hollering after those two pretty-looking breaking balls. Six on the pitch clock. Mabry set the 0-2 delivery. Breaking ball got him swinging. Mac Mabry, that's how you do it right there. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. A three-pitch punch-out is the first out here in this top of the fifth inning. Max Solis 0-for-1, two plate appearances today. Went down swinging in that 1-2-3 second inning against Kenji Polaris. Drove in the second run of the fourth inning on a sac fly a frame ago. He first pitched to Solis Jr. Elevated fastball missing up for ball one. Nobody in the Raptor bullpen. This is Mac Mabry's jam to work out of. Now time called by the home plate umpire Jordan Alfonso brushing off the dish. 21 pitches for Mabry so far in this inning, so he's not totally walking the line in terms of near that 35 mark. Espinal leading off the first base bag. Sheehan on second, Berkland on third. Jake began the inning with a four-pitch walk. Sheehan was hit by a pitch, and then he saw a single from Espinal. 1-0 pitch missing low and away on the right-handed hitting Solis Jr. for ball two. Mabry working knee-high here. It was a good-looking pitch out of the hand, but Jordan Alfonso's zone appears to be more left-to-right than up and down. Lead 2-0. That one misses well outside in the left-handed batter's box for ball three. Looking at more of a horizontal zone, so you could see it a ball or two off the plate for Alfonso, but not necessarily anything above the lettering on the front of a uniform and nothing below the knees. The 3-0, that one, this is up and away for ball four. Four-pitch walk to Solis Jr., a run will come in to score, and it's 3-0 Woodchucks. Sheehan to third, to second, Espinal touching home is Berkland. Still no action in the Raptor bullpen. This will bring up the sixth hitter of the inning for Wausau, that being the right fielder Hayden Christensen. Christensen 0-for-1, drew a five-pitch walk an inning ago against Polaris, flew out to center field. Back in the second inning. Mabry set the first pitch to Christensen. Tapped foul straight back. Once again, Mabry in a situation where he can just generate a ground ball. I know it's easier said than done, but he's been living low in the zone, and even if he's not getting the calls, that's exactly where he wants to keep feeding it. Best way to get his infielders involved right here out of the stretch, 0-1, missing outside. Pemberton on deck, St. Antoine to follow. 90 on that heater from the southpaw, Mabry. The 1-1. Outer edge, that one's in there for a called strike. Good delivery by Mabry, it's now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count, 3-0 Wausau, bases full of Woodchucks here in the top of the fifth inning. Mabry paused, four on the pitch clock, hands at the belt buckle, the 1-2. This one shot back up the middle, and that's by Tracer Lopez behind the second base bag in the center field. Sheehan scores, the throw to the plate to get Espinal is not in time. It is a two-run single. Off the bat of Hayden Christensen, and it's 5-0 Wausau here in the top of the fifth. Woodchucks taking advantage of free passes. Solis Jr. will stay put at second. Once again, that's Sheehan and Espinal in to score. So far in this doubleheader now, 17 runs scored by these Woodchucks. Right-handed hitting, Luke Pemberton steps back in. 0-for-1. He also drew a walk against Polaris an inning ago and struck out in the second. Still that double play ball intact for Mabry as the first pitch breaking ball is on the outside corner for a called strike. Something with the Woodchucks this year. We don't know what it is. Besides that 15-3 win in the opener of the doubleheader 3 weeks ago against Wausau at